Paul Harvey, news and comment, brought to you by Work Sharp. Now, Paul Harvey News.
And for Paul Harvey, I'm Gil Gross. Almost everyone with an iPod has music on their computer, and that's almost everyone these days. Well, now the recording industry is suing Jeffrey Howell of Scottsdale, Arizona, for loading music that he bought and paid for onto his personal computer. The industry says even that is making an unauthorized copy. And to many, this seems like suing Henry Ford for not equipping his Model Ts with a buggy whip. In case you forgot what that stuff was, yeah. The stuff coming out of the southeast sky the last several days is rain, and what could be the beginning of the end of a historic 10 days of it in Atlanta of the last 12, though, were just barely enough drip to keep from setting a record for dry. The days down to a precious few for politicians in Iowa. The third, of course, is caucus day. On the GOP side, Romney and Huckabee neck and neck, with Huckabee calling Romney dishonest on Meet the Press. On the Democratic side, Clinton, Edwards, and Obama in a tight race. Clinton says her husband will have no role. Edwards calls that a complete fantasy, adding, if you listen to the potential first man on the stump, he talks a lot about Mr. Clinton's views, not so much about the missus. No one seems to really know how Benazir Bhutto died in Pakistan, and it seems everybody is to blame for that. The government did not do an autopsy, and her family refused to authorize one, even though it might have helped tell us who killed her. Meanwhile, elections may eventually go ahead, with many choosing between Musharraf, who they blame for Bhutto's murder, and Bhutto's party, which is now run by the husband, even many of her supporters believe to be corrupt, and their 19-year-old son. More than 120 people have reportedly died in rioting after the announcement that Kenya's president was reelected. The government announcement that this was an honest election, said to be right up there in the 2007 believability sweepstakes with "I didn't use steroids and I'm not gay." And what's on eBay today? Well, the Christmas present you gave. eBay claims more than 1 million presents, many never unwrapped, are being auctioned rather than exchanged or hidden away in the attic. Page two.
Over the years, you've heard me talk about a company in Oregon that makes the drill doctor, the drill bit sharpener, so any of us amateurs can sharpen drill bits with professionalism. Now I'm happy to tell you that these same fine folks have a new product called Work Sharp. S-H-A-R-P, sharp. It makes sharpening your woodworking tools and yard tools and shop tools utterly, utterly easy. Now on your gift list, there is somebody in your household, maybe Dad, who is a handyman. Anybody who appreciates fine tools. I was given a sharp to try out. All of my dull tools are sharp again. Every one of them. Chisels and scrapers, axes, even lawnmower blades. And the list goes on and on. Work Sharp made me a master sharpener. You can get Work Sharp at Menards, at HomeDepot.com, at Sears.com, at your local Ace Hardware store, or visit WorkSharpTools.com.
Newest outsourcing to India, pregnancy. In the town of Anand, women are getting pregnant on demand. Couples around the world, including 50 couples in the United States. The women are impregnated with the egg and sperm of a couple who cannot deliver on their own. Critics say this is exploitation. Women say, hey, it's good money for making people happy. Now, after the execution, and for all the fuss there was about in Iraq, could have just been Groundhog Day. A few hundred people visited his tomb, chanted praises, but that was it. The Sunnis, who swore vengeance against the United States a year ago after his death, have long since turned their anger against Al-Qaeda. Britney Spears, who called in sick for a court-appointed deposition in her child custody case when she was actually out and about with friends, is going to be ordered to actually show up next time. Kevin Federline's attorney tells People magazine Spears will soon be deposed if she is. Pickup going the wrong way down an interstate in Toledo, smashed into a minivan, killing 5 in the minivan, 4 of them children, Christmas presents strewn across the highway. The guy driving the wrong way was hurt, but not badly, and why is that so often the case? As for dumb criminal, today we've got a tie. First, in New Jersey, police arrested Alberto Motive for stealing Christmas decorations from local lawns. What led them to him? Maybe the fact. And that leaves him tied with a guy in Amityville, New York, who was caught carrying a suspicious bunch of stuff, including a GPS unit. He said it was his, but when an officer hit the home button, up popped the address of the guy he stole it from. Be it ever so, there's no button like home. For Paul Harvey, I'm Gil Gross.
Paul Harvey. Now, stay tuned for more news and weather and traffic with Lana Hughes and J.P. Pritchard in less than 3 minutes. And please check back this morning, will you? At 10:40, for Paul Harvey's expanded news and comment, exclusively on News Radio 740 KTRH.
To hear Paul Harvey anytime, go to KTRH.com where you can listen to him on demand. Use the keywords Paul Harvey.
Coming up, traffic gather for you, and scandalous emails lead to a lack of support from the district or for the district attorney from his own party. We'll talk about that with you in a live report at the top of the hour.
Also, the Dallas Morning News Choice for Texan of the Year leaves many people with a puzzled look on their face. The paper is giving the award to the illegal immigrant, citing everyone in Texas, quote, has felt the tidal wave of his presence.
So far, 36% of you say George W. Bush should have been the person of the year. 23% say Lady Bird Johnson. You can vote at KTRA.com and sound off about the subject as well. Tell us who you think the Texan of the Year by clicking on the Talkback tab. KTRH News Time, 7:59.
It's a new year, and that means a fresh start for all of us. And this year is definitely the year to go green. And while helping the environment is a great thing for all of us, Efficient Attic Systems wants to remind you that going green is really about saving money. That's right. The more you make your home energy efficient, the more money you save each month. These guys are the experts at finding ways to lower your energy bills. In fact, they're saving thousands of homeowners up to 30% on their energy bills. And to celebrate the beginning of the year, if you install their products in January, they'll pay your February electric bill. That's right. EAS is so confident they can lower your bills, they'll pay your next electric bill. So give them a call today and quit wasting money. 866-55-ATTIC. Not only will they pay your bill, but you can use your Home Depot credit card and get 12 months, no payments, no interest. So you get your home upgraded, you pay nothing right now, you get lower energy bills.